Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Memiliki pemahaman dan kemampuan dalam berbahasa Inggris dapat membantu Anda menjalani kehidupan di Australia dengan lebih baik. Dalam setiap episodenya, program ini akan menjelaskan tentang istilah atau ungkapan yang dipakai di Australia. Anda akan dapat meningkatkan keterampilan bahasa Inggris dan belajar lebih banyak tentang Australia dengan cara yang menyenangkan. Anda siap?
Learning English helps me buy the right pet for me. Good boy, come on, jump. Come on. Do it, come on, roll over. Good job, good boy.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands, and waterways throughout Australia. Hi. My name is Nikki, and like some of you, I grew up having pets. My most beloved pet was a dog named Nacho, who we had as a puppy until he was 15 years old. He was like the baby of our family. Now, if you're thinking about getting a pet for your family, you might want to hear what happened when April talked to her friend Maddie about it. April was thinking about getting a pet, and Maddie gave her some helpful tips.
Maddie, I'm thinking about getting a furry friend.
Ooh, how exciting. What kind?
My husband is a cat person, but I'm a dog person, so we're still mulling it over.
That's a hard one. Well, there are pros and cons to each one. I personally prefer cats because they're usually less demanding. But because they can sometimes wander at night, they can be a danger to wildlife. Also, they can be affectionate, but only up to a certain point.
That's food for thought. Thanks, Maddie.
Maddie's knowledge about pets is impressive. What she said is food for thought. When we say something is food for thought, it means that it's worth thinking about carefully. I wonder what April will decide when it comes to
getting a furry friend.
Furry friends are just what they sound like, a pet that has fur. Usually, a furry friend refers to a cat or dog because they are the most common furry pets. But it can also be used for other furry animals. Can you think of any? Speaking of furry friends, Maddie is thrilled, meaning excited, to hear that April is thinking about getting one. When Maddie asked April what kind of pet she wanted, April said,
My husband is a cat person, but I'm a dog person, so we're still mulling it over.
A cat person is someone who loves cats more than dogs, while a dog person is someone who loves dogs more than cats. Personally, I'm a dog person, so I can relate to April. I just can't resist their adorable faces. Now, April and her husband seem to be mulling over what kind of pet to get. This means that they're still thinking about it and have not yet come to a decision. Maddie then gives advice on the things April should consider when getting a pet. She says,
There are pros and cons to each one.
The pros and cons are the good things and the bad things of something. When it comes to pets, for example, a pro is that they're a lot of fun and bring joy to your life. A con to having pets is that they can be quite expensive to take care of. It's important to weigh up the pros and cons when deciding to get a pet before making a decision. With cats, Maddie says they are
usually less demanding, but because they can sometimes wander at night, they can be a danger to wildlife. Also, they can be affectionate, but only up to a certain point.
To be demanding means to need a lot of attention. Maddie says that cats don't need a lot of attention. They might like to be hugged or patted sometimes, but not all the time. It's also important to remember that because cats can sometimes wander outside at night, they can be a threat to wildlife. Cats have actually been found to kill around 230 million native Australian birds, reptiles, and mammals every year. So, it's important that even if your cats don't require a lot of attention, you have to make sure you know where they are and to keep them indoors. With dogs, Maddie says,
dogs are loyal and affectionate, but need more attention and exercise.
A companion is a person or pet that you can spend a lot of time with. After thinking about Maddie's advice for a while, April finally makes a decision. She's going to get a puppy. To do this, she calls up Mark, who is a breeder. A breeder is someone who helps animals reproduce, usually so that they can sell them.
Hi, I'd like to talk to Mark.
Oh, hi, this is Mark.
Hi, I'd like to ask about the ad you posted about your new litter. Are the two male pups still available?
Only one of the male pups is left. He's a cheeky little one, but has a really good temperament.
The two main ways you can get a dog are through adoption, which we'll talk about later in this episode, or in April's case, through buying one from a breeder. April gets on the phone with the breeder and says,
I'd like to ask about the ad you posted about your new litter.
A litter is a group of young animals born to the same mother at the same time. Mark says that one male pup or puppy is still available and that
he's a cheeky little one but has a really good temperament.
Cheeky is a word we use to describe an animal or a person who is being playful or amusing. When a child makes a funny face or someone makes a playful joke that is not harmful, you can tell them that they are being cheeky. Now let's talk about temperament. This is a word that describes a dog's or a person's nature, and it affects how they behave. For example, some dogs might be very friendly and like meeting other dogs and people, while others might be more shy or reserved. April must be so keen to get to know this pup. And yes, get to know him she does. April buys the puppy from the breeder and shows him off to her good friend Maddie.
Oh, he's gorgeous. Have you decided on a name?
Yep. We decided to name him Pongo. Pongo the very pampered pup.
Ha ha. High maintenance, is he? Has he been demanding?
He has. He's been quite clingy, but it's been a lot of fun. I'm glad we took the leap. We're now trying to get him on a routine and we're training him to walk with a leash.
Oh, Pongo. What a cute name. April even refers to him as
Pongo the very pampered pup.
Pampered means to get a lot of attention and to be spoiled. Oh, what a lucky puppy. Maddie then says,
ha ha, high maintenance, is he?
A person or an animal with high maintenance needs a lot of attention. April says yes and adds,
he's been quite clingy, but it's been a lot of fun. I'm glad we took the leap.
An animal or person who is clingy does not want to go too far away from their owner or family members. They are emotionally dependent, so Pongo wants to be with April all the time. You might have noticed how many of these words that describe temperament or behavior can be used for both pets and children. Clingy, cheeky, demanding. I guess it shows how many people really do see their pets like part of the family. Even if Pongo has been quite clingy, April has been having fun with him and is glad that they took the leap or made the decision to have him. Taking a leap means taking the risk of doing something without knowing exactly how it will turn out. In this case, it sounds like April and Pongo are a great match and are having a lot of fun together.
We're now trying to get him on a routine and we're training him to walk with a leash.
A routine is a sequence of actions that is followed regularly. For example, the puppy would have a regular time to eat, sleep, and bathe. A leash is a rope or cord held by the dog's owner to make sure it is always under control. Many parks or public areas in Australia will be marked as being either on leash or off leash. Off leash areas are special areas where dogs do not have to have a leash. That means they are allowed to run around without being held by their owners. And the opposite is true for on-leash areas. Are you ready to get a pet of your own? Nadia Peiris is the Animal Care Manager of RSPCA, or the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals in Victoria. She is going to share some tips on how to take care of a pet and what to consider before getting one. Hi, Nadia. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Nikki. Thank you for the invite. There are some important questions you need to ask yourself before you get a pet. Three of them are, first, am I prepared to take care of the animal for the rest of its life? Pet ownership is a long-term commitment, and it's so important to recognize they are part of your family, and that means they should be part of your family for the rest of its life. Second, can I afford a pet? Pets can cost a lot of money and can be demanding. One of the main costs to consider is the fees when you take your pet to the vet. So you might want to think about pet insurance. Third, will a pet fit in with my life and my lifestyle? Ask yourself, will you have time to give your pet a routine or toilet train them properly? Do you have enough space in your home for one? You really want to make sure that you can fit a pet into your lifestyle and that you have the time and space to give it the care and attention it deserves.
Let's say you say yes to all three. Do you recommend getting a pet from a breeder or adopting one?
If you are considering buying a pet from a breeder, make sure you visit them in person to see the living conditions your pet has been raised in, to make sure your pet is healthy and won't require extra medical care during its life. It's also important to make sure that the breeder is reputable and follows ethical breeding practices. That is, that they breed and look after their animals in an appropriate way. However, I personally recommend adopting your pet from an animal rescue organization or a shelter, because if you do this, you're giving an animal a second chance at a life and a loving home. That's what I did with my dog, Lucy.
Oh, wow. How did you come to adopt Lucy?
Lucy is a rescue or a pet that has been placed in a new home after being abused, neglected, or abandoned by its previous owner. Luckily, the RSPCA inspectors found her in time, and now she's part of my family. She lives with me now in her forever home. She's the sweetest, friendliest dog.
That's such a lovely story, Nadia. Now, let's look back at the phrases we practiced in this episode. See if you remember the meaning before you hear the answer. What is a furry friend?
A furry friend is a pet with fur.
To take the leap means
to make a big change or take a big decision to do something.
A litter is
a litter is a group of young animals born to the same mother at the same time.
It's time for practice. Try repeating after April and Maddie. First, the phrases about getting a pet.
I'm thinking about getting a furry friend.
I'm a dog person.
I'm a cat person.
Cats are less demanding, but only affectionate up to a certain point.
Dogs are loyal and affectionate, but need more attention and exercise.
We also learned how to inquire about buying a pet.
I'd like to ask about the ad you posted about your new litter.
Are the pups still available?
He's a cheeky little one, but has a really good temperament.
And ways to talk about taking care of a pet.
He's a very pampered pup.
High maintenance, is he?
He's been quite clingy.
We're glad we took the leap.
We're trying to get him on a routine and we're training him to walk with a leash.
For learning notes and transcripts, visit the SBS Learn English website, where you can also find a quiz to test your listening and understanding skills. And if you want to get in touch with us, reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm your host, Nikki. Thank you for listening.
Learning English can change your life. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode and visit our website for learning notes and transcripts.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.